pujian sambil you can tell to be okay, from page 2, we will chant the Vandana, then Tisaranana, then after that we will straight away turn to page 4, we will chant the precepts. Those who take 5 precepts, you stop at 5. If you want to continue the 7 and 8, it's up to you. Okay. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Okay, maybe I will explain a bit to those who are new. The reason why we develop the puja is because these are the teaching or tradition as recommended by Sakyamuni Buddha when he started sharing his understanding with the world. He came out with all this very important puja chanting. The main purpose is to develop the affinity with the Triple Gem. The first one is when you chant the salutation to the Buddha. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Is to pay homage to the Blessed One, the Worthy One, and the Fully Enlightened One, which is the Buddha himself. So this reverential salutation, if you develop it through an understanding and do it with faith, the field of merits is immeasurable. Yeah, these are great beings that are worthy of respect. So when you pay respect mindfully with the faith and the understanding, the field of merit is immeasurable. Then you create affinity and connect with that great being. Then after that, we have to take refuge. So when you chant Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi, you must have the understanding that when I chant this, I mean it. I go to the Buddha for refuge. Then after that, for the second time, again I go to the Buddha for refuge. You repeat for the Dhamma and the Sangha. The reason why the Triple Gem is very important is because according to the Buddha, without the Triple Gem, you can't find his teaching. You can only find his teaching within the Triple Gem. The Triple Gem are called the gemstone. It's because they are the most precious among the precious stones. That's why it's called the gemstone. So when you chant refuge taking with the Triple Gem, you will understand, apart from the Buddha himself, this teaching is very difficult to come by. So when you can have the refuge with the Buddha, he will definitely has the teaching. Then when you take refuge with the teaching, the Dhamma, you definitely will have the teaching. Then the third gem is the Aryan Sangha, enlightened disciple of the Buddha. If you take refuge with the Sangha, the enlightened disciple of all Sammasambuddha, you will definitely have the teaching because they are enlightened beings. So this is to cultivate affinity with Triple Gem, so that whenever you arise, whether through karma, you have to come, or later on when you walk the path of Bodhisattva, you choose to come, you will have strong affinity with the Triple Gem because you take refuge. Taking refuge means I completely have faith in the Buddha, in the Dhamma and the Sangha, because I have reflected on it, contemplated on it, and I've understood what these are. So when you go for refuge, you have a very strong understanding and faith. Then it will generate the affinity. Then whenever you arise, anywhere, any place, any time, any world system, wherever there is this Buddha, Dhamma, the Sangha, you will connect. It will bring your nature to the Triple Gem. Then it will connect you. That's the reason why taking refuge is very important. And the Buddha said, there is no other refuge safe except the Triple Gem. For it's only within the Triple Gem you can find his teaching, the essence of his teaching, the Four Noble Truths. Without the Four Noble Truths teaching, liberation from birth and death is very difficult. Enlightenment in the here and the now is almost impossible. So that's why we take refuge. Then the next one we turn to page 4 is for us to take the precept. We need to renew our precept on a daily basis so that we are reminded of the importance of holding on to this precept. These precepts are given to cultivate a practitioner out of love and compassion for you. It's not something that is to make life difficult for you or burden you. It is because the Buddha knew that there is such a law. They call it the law of karma. And living being, 99.999%, your life, they are dependent on karma, subject to karma. That's why under the daily contemplation, the fifth contemplation, the Buddha keep on reminding the monks and the lay people who cultivate. You have to reflect every day that all living beings, nobody is exempted. We are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. So if karma is such an important aspect that governs your life and your existence, what must you do? You have to take care of karma. How do we take care of karma? The Buddha already explained. These are nature's law, moral causation. Wherever there is mental intention involved, you reap what you sow. Do good because good, do evil because evil. If you plant the seed of evil, you will reap the fruit of evil. If you plant the seed of wholesomeness, you will reap the fruit of wholesomeness. That's why my refuge master, Master Xuan Hua, he always advised the disciple and the cultivator. He used Mandarin. He always say, 因果重因结果重恶因结恶果事实千万要小心千万不要重错因结错果 So the meaning is, when you understand the law of karma, you know This law governs all of your life and existence. Like I explained just now, you plant the seed of evil, you will reap the fruit of evil. You plant the seed of wholesomeness, you will reap the fruit of wholesomeness. Yeah. So his advice is, as a living being or a human being, never plant the wrong seed. Otherwise, you will reap the fruit of evil. You plant the wrong condition, you will reap the fruit of evil, which is the wrong fruition. That's the reason why we need to understand this law of karma. Then we will plant the seed of wholesomeness, means we have to follow and heed the advice of the Buddha, which is Dhammapada verse 183. This is a famous verse that explains the advice of all Sammasambuddha, not only Sakyamuni. All Sammasambuddha, when they come, they will advise the same. In Pali, for most of you, you might have heard of it before. It is recited as Sabba Papasa Akaranam Kusalesa Upasampadan Sachitta Pariyotapadam Etang Buddhana Sasana. The meaning is Sabba is all, Papasa is evil, Akaranam. All evil you have to avoid, otherwise it will bring about karmic negativity and downfall. Then Kusala, Upasampadan. Kusala are wholesomeness, goodness. Wherever there is condition, you should cultivate them, develop them. Then finally, to be free from all suffering, you must purify your mind to develop the wisdom. And these are the advice of the Buddha. And the Buddha knew how do you avoid evil. The five precepts are the minimum that you have to keep, because those who violate the five precepts, they commit evil, very, very major evil. The five precepts, we will chant afterwards. Then those who take more is for training, because this precept is about undertaking the training rule to abstain from doing certain things. So the first five precepts are very important, because it involves the training rule to abstain from killing, causing harm to fellow living beings. Then the second precept is undertake the training rule not to steal, not to cheat, not to deceive, not to misappropriate and do all those things. Do not take things that don't belong to you. Then third precept, of course, is to undertake the training rule to abstain from unlawful sex or sexual misconduct. Then the fourth one is we undertake the training rule not to tell lies, not to deceive people. Then the last one, which is also very important, because if you violate this last precept, you will break all the other four precepts. We undertake the training rule to abstain from partaking intoxicant drugs and other things that will make your consciousness low, that make you heedless and cause you to break all the other precepts. These are the major precepts. Whereas 6, 7, and 8 are just for cultivators who are more serious. Yeah. It is something for you to reflect on, because you undertake the training rule not to take certain solid food after a certain time of the day. This is to prevent you from indulging in food, having this desire and craving for food. Then if you overeat, it will affect your health. Then it will develop the strong craving without you understanding it. So when you are mindful of all this, you will know what to do. That's why when we take our meal, before we take this meal, there's a cut there in front of you for you to reflect. We have to understand the purpose of food. Sometimes this food are offered to us. Then we have to really develop the understanding. Then we have to reflect on them. I take this food not for indulgence, for beauty or fattening my body and other things. I take this food is because this body needs this food to sustain its health so that it can maintain its health for you to develop the cultivation. For you to keep your body healthy. Then you should also rejoice with all the wholesomeness of all those people who have prepared the food, sponsored the food. In this case is our common pool fund that we donated to. The 300 something if you come by bus, that one include everything except the lodging. The lodging is free, given by the temple. So that's why Sri An suggests it's a voluntary thing later on how much you want to donate back to the temple. For their upkeep and other things. But it covers transportation, it covers your meal and other things. But what we do is we collect all these retreat recommended charges or fee. Then everything will be donated to the common pool to do for this retreat, whatever wholesomeness that this retreat do. Then you get to partake in all this wholesomeness. So precepts, the first five are very critical. You cannot want to take three or four, five minimum. That is the minimum. Six, seven, and eight is optional. Six is regarding food. Seven is regarding heedless living. You go and indulge yourself in all those dancing, singing, entertainment thing and other thing. Normal singing is okay, but you get yourself carried overboard and go and get yourself involved with strippish show and other thing to trigger off your craving, your lust, your desire, then you have to be mindful because this can bring about downfall. Then the last of the eight precepts is to avoid luxurious bed and other things, because when you are not mindful, not careful, you start to indulge. Sensual indulgence is the other extreme. The mind that has this sensual indulgence cannot cultivate. So in the Noble Eightfold Path cultivation, the Buddha make it very clear. The two extremes we have to avoid. First is sensual indulgence. Second is self-mortification. These are the two extremes. Then later on, the deeper meaning of the two extremes is to transcend duality. Then your cultivation will become different. So now turn to page 4. We will chant the precept. We chant together, because this is just a morning puja, not the morning chanting. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami Abrahmacharya Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Suramiraya Majjhapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Vikala bhojana viramani sikkhapadang samadhijami na chagita vadita visuka dasana mala ganda velipala dharana mandana vibhusanyatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhijami Ucha sayana maha sayana veramani sikha parang samadhiyami. Then I will just chant the Pali with the English translation to remind you of the importance of all these precepts. Imani atta sikha padani silena sukantinyanti silena bhogasampadan silena nibuntin yanti tasma silang visode. The English translation is, these are the eight precepts. Virtue of precept is the source of spiritual happiness. Virtue of precept is the source of true spiritual wealth. Virtue of precept is the true source of spiritual peacefulness of mind. Therefore, let precept of virtue be kept and purified. Then after that, we will recite together. Imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami. Imani atta sikha padani samadhiyami. The meaning is, I undertake this precepts, the training rule to train myself, to avoid all evil, to discipline my mind, to develop the faith, the spiritual faculty of sadha, virya, and sati, to cultivate all this. Then the other thing about puja recommended by the Buddha is, before any Buddhist activity or ceremony, we need to perform this puja offering while we chant to take refuge, develop the vandana or salutation, then renew our precept. We also make puja offering. Then sometimes we chant the salutation to the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. And this is to reflect, contemplate on all the teachings that the Buddha has taught us, so that we understand when we take refuge in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha, what are the meaning, what constitute the Buddha, what constitute the Dhamma, what constitute the Aryan Sangha. These are all stated in his teaching. When you chant the salutation, Iti Peso Bhagava, all those things like we chant yesterday, then Swakato Bhagavato Dhammo, well expounded is the Dhammo by the Buddha. Then the characteristics of the Dhammo, then Supatipanno Bhagavato and all those things. This Aryan Sangha, they have good conduct, upright conduct, they got wise conduct, they are very responsible, dutiful conduct. And they are the four pair of beautiful beings that are worthy of offering hospitality, give, and all those whatever thing. The field of merits that come with it is immeasurable. So all this is to develop your understanding, your faith in the Buddha, Dhamma, and the Sangha. Then with the faith, when you come to understand who the Buddha is, how special and wise he is, the nine great virtues, you will develop that understanding to determine, to arise the virya, which is a spiritual zeal or tenacity, to cultivate his teaching, to walk this way. And this is how spiritual faculties are developed. And puja is a very good way of developing, coming affinity with Triple Jam, developing the field of merits, rejoicing, and creating affinity with Triple Jam and all that thing. And at the same time, developing your faith, your spiritual faculty, or sati, samadhi leading to wisdom. Sati is developed when you pay respect mindfully. When you do all this mindfully, the offering and all those things, then when you make aspiration based on your understanding of the significance of this offering, it will bring forth the causes and conditions for you to walk this path with ease and with a lot of understanding and wholesomeness. Then you invoke the power of merits during the closing puja for causes and conditions to avoid the foolish and the heedless, meet up with the wise and the enlightened. All these are very important teaching. So I hope when you chant with understanding. Okay, that is the purpose of all this puja. Okay, now we will do the exercise. Those who have the weight, bring along. Then we assemble over here. Those who want to do your own exercise, you can. You got your specific yoga or what that you like. You continue on your own. The rest can assemble over there. Bring your weight along. Then we will do the simple weight exercises. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we will assemble over there.